Stocks surge higher on vaccine results, Dow and S&P hit record highs. By John Carney on November 9, 2020. Stocks surged higher after drug maker Pfizer said trial data indicated its COVID-19 vaccine is more than 90% effective, fueling hopes that the virus could be brought under control and the economy could rebound much faster than expected. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped more than 5% as trading opened Monday morning. S&P 500 futures rose by more than 4%. Gains for the Nasdaq Composite, which includes some stocks that had traded much higher on expectations of lockdowns, were much more muted, pushing the tech-heavy index up just 1.85%. Travel and leisure companies soared higher. American Airlines shares rose 23%. United Air shares ascended 26.5%. Southwest shares rose 23%. Shares of Boeing jumped up 14.9%. Shares of movie theater chain AMC rose 54%. Cinemark Holdings shares climbed 55%. Shares of Disney rose 12.8%, most likely on expectations that its theme park and film business stand to benefit. Shares of Six Flags were up nearly 30%. Shares of Pfizer rose 8%. Shares of the parent company of Carnival Cruises sailed up 40%. Norwegian Cruise Line's shares are up nearly 29%. Royal Caribbean shares were buoyed 31%. Shares of casino operator Wynn rolled up 24%. MGM Resorts shares rose around 15%. Marriott shares rose 20.4%. Hyatt shares rose around 20%. The Dow Jones U.S. Hotel Index rose 13%. Shares of Darden, which owns Olive Garden and several other restaurant chains, rose by 13%. Shares of Vornado Realty Trust, a major commercial property owner, jumped 26%. Shares of Simon Property Group rose 22%. Caterpillar shares jumped 8%. European stock markets moved higher. London's FTSE 100 index rose 5.4%. Germany's DAX climbed 5.5%. France's CAC rose more than 7%. Not all U.S. stocks rose Monday morning. Some of the market's favorite shelter-at-home companies saw futures indicate big declines. Peloton shares crashed 20%. Zoom shares tumbled 16.3%. Netflix shares fell by more than 7%. Home builder Toll Brothers shares fell 4.5%. The SPDR S&P Home Builders ETF fell 1.3%.